今静かだね。
Are you awake?
起きてる。
Yeah.
起きてる。
No?You got two. Two awake. Okay. Okay. Who remembers what we talked about last week? Just say it out, whoever. What did you say?
Creation.
And did you know we had a test last week? Did you guys catch my mistake?I made a pretty big mistake last week. Oh, see? And somebody who shall not have his name said that God created man on the seventh day. On the sixth day. So God created man on the sixth day. And on the seventh day, what happened? He rested. Okay, so we got that part squared away. And then what I want to talk to you today about is something that Hitomi-san has already mentioned, God's love.And we know that God created everything in this world. And I want you to know that God actually loves everything that He created. And the Bible even says in Matthew chapter 1, this is in Matthew, that God knows the sparrows, the little tiny birds, He notices when they fall to the ground. So He didn't create the world and go, there it is, and start looking over here.He is watching over us and He cares and loves deeply for us. Now one thing that's special about man though is that the Bible says in Genesis 1:27, we are created in the image of God. Out of everything He created, we are the only creation where we're made in His image. And so, like God, we can create some things, but we can't create stuff out of nothing.We can create beautiful paintings, beautiful sculptures, statues. We can build some really cool stuff like this. Tokyo Tower, one of my favorite places. We can even create a 1 kilometer tall tower is now being built. But we cannot create it except God has provided everything for us to build this. And then one of the coolest things is, like God, we get to love. If we choose to, we can actually show God's love to everybody we meet. We can go around telling people about God's love. But they're not really going to know it unless we show them God's love. If I walk up to Nicholas and say, I love you. Or if his dad says, I love you. Don't you feel it more though when he puts his arms around you? And that's something simple that even you guys as children can do. When you see someone at school who is crying, and there's nobody else that's around them, because the love of God inside of you, you can go to them and you can be the friend that they need. And what I really want you to understand is that it's such a huge privilege that God uses us. Because we have His Word, right? We have the Bible that says God is love and God loves us. But He actually wants to use each and every one of you to show that love to the people around you. Because at your school, you will meet people that I will never have a chance to say God loves you. And for the adults, they get to have, they see people at their jobs that I will never see. And so I can't be that person that needs to show them the love. But we all together get to be a family that shows God's love. And so as I prayed this week over today, I actually prayed by name that each one of you this week will very specifically get to show God's love to somebody. For that to happen, it will require two simple things. You guys keep your eyes open and look for someone who needs to know God's love. And then you've got to be willing to go and show them God's love. To be willing to put your arm around them and say, it's okay. And that you can ask if there's anything you can do to help. And it can be something as simple as they've dropped all of their books and everyone's rushing by to get to class and no one will help. Or it might be that they actually are crying and need someone to hug them and find out what's going on. And my prayer is that you guys will be the hands of God to this week to those who need to know Him. So in a way, it's a homework thing. Think you can do this? Can you look for someone who needs to know God's love and be that person to show them? You can. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being a good, good God. And thank you that you didn't just tell us you love us, but you showed us in giving us Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask that not just the children, but everyone in this room this week will have a chance to show your love to somebody new. God, I ask that you'd use this family of believers to bring many, many people to where they would accept you as their Lord and their Savior. And Lord, give our children special boldness that they would be willing to show your love to their classmates. And then next week, Lord, we'll get to hear about some cool stories of how you actually use the children of this church. We just ask for your anointing upon us all. And we thank you, Lord, for being a great and loving God. 素晴らしい We love you and thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Mark and Megumi. They are faithful every week in doing this kind of ministry, and we're so blessed by both of them. In 2016, we really want to grow and mature. Of course, I want to grow and mature myself, but I don't want to do that alone. I want to do it with all of you guys. And in order to do that, we have to know and understand each other better.
最初に私たちは本当に数人で始めましたから、よく知り合っていました。
So if you think about the history of Mitzvah, it started with just a few people, and we all knew each other. There were only a few of us, so we all knew each other really well.
今は意識しないと知り合うことはできませんから、意識して知り合いましょう。
But now, if we just don't really make an effort, we'll not get close to each other. We won't know each other well. We have to really do it intentionally.
本当にその方の名前もそうですし、本当にどの場に立っているか知り合えたらいいと思います。
Let's know each other's name and let's know that person who they are.
そしてその方のために祈ったり、そして時間を過ごせたらいいと思います。
And let's pray for one another and let's spend time with one another.
今日少しの時間でも本当に共に、時を持てたらいいと思います。
So even today, just spend time with the people around you, people in this community.
この5年間さまざまなことが変わりましたね。
These last five years since the disaster in Tokyo, so much has happened, hasn't it?
でもまだ変わらずない。ところにとどまって大変なところとしている方もいらっしゃいます。
But at the same time, we can remember that there are some things that haven't changed. Some people are still in a place of real suffering.
祈るだけではなくて、何か具体的にできることがあれば、また共に祈っていきたいと思います。共にしていきたいと思います。
So we want to pray for them, but we also want to pray for God to guide us. And what?Kinds of things can this community do in a practical way for someone who's hurting?
今週かどうか DJ さんがラジオで少しその経験を話してくれていました。後で聞いてみてくださいね。
DJ is going to be sharing about some of his experienceson a radio show this week, so if you have a chance, you can ask him for the details about that.
今日は、神様の家族の成長ということなんですけれども、変わるということを考えたいと思います。
Today we want to talk about growing and maturing in Christ, but that also means changing.
変わるんですね。
Changing.
はい、まず御言葉、第一テサロニケの5章を読みます。
First, I want to read with you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
読みします。いつも喜んでいなさい。絶えず祈りなさい。どんなことにも感謝しなさい。これこそキリストイエスにおいて神があなた方に望んでおられることです。霊の火を消してはいけません。
1 Thessalonians 5 from 16 to 19 Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit.
パウロはテサロニケの人たちに
Paul said to the people of Thessalonians,
喜びなさい、祈りなさい、感謝しなさいと言いました。
Rejoice, pray, give thanks.
でもそれはですね、本当にいつも途切れることなくどんなことでもというふうに言っています。
But that's not just at easy, happy times. He said to do that at all times.
どうでしょう。私たちはいつも喜び、祈り、感謝していますか。
How about you? Are you always praying? Are you always rejoicing? Are you always giving thanks in all circumstances?
まあ時たまですね、意識せずに嬉しいなと思ったり、意識せずに祈ったり感謝することもありますね。
Certainly there are times in our lives when we don't even really think about it, but we are thankful. We don't really think about it, but perhaps we pray.
でも時たまなんか一人でクスクス笑ってる人みたいな、ね、ちょっと気持ち悪いですよね。
But suddenly, if someone just starts to laugh just out of nowhere, we kind of feel like, oh, what's happening? We don't really feel very comfortable with that.
テサロニケの人たちがはですね、実はそんなに喜べるような状況にはいませんでした。
If we think about and learn about the history of the people of Thessalonica, they didn't have such great circumstances.
迫害されてたんですね。
They were actually being persecuted.
困難が多くあったんです。
There was lots of different troubles and difficulties in their lives.
彼らに向かってイエス様はいつでもどこでも全てのことに祈り、喜び、感謝しなさいと言っています。
But Paul faces them and he says to them, Rejoice always, pray at all times.And give thanks without ceasing.
彼らにはそれがとても必要でした。
And that was a word that they needed.
祈ること以外には生きていくことはできなかったんですね。
They were not able to continue living without the power of prayer.
本当に神様をしてくださることを本当に感謝することができました。
They were able to truly give thanks to God.For the things that he was doing.
そして神様は実際に一人一人に内なる希望や内なる喜び平安を与えてくださいました。
And God gave them joy in their heart. God gave them peace in their heart.
どうでしょう。私たちはいつも喜んでいますか、感謝していますか、祈っていますか。
How about you? Are you always rejoicing? Are you always giving thanks? Are you praying at all times?
先週一冊、ナグネっていう本を読みました。
Last week I read a book.
ナグネ。
A book called ナグネ。
これ多分、韓国語で、旅人、旅人という本です。
And、in Korean, the name of the book is the 旅人 person who takes a trip. It's a better word.
これはですね、
vocabulary is
Chinese Korean の人の。
Traveler, there you go.
Chinese Korean の人の話が書かれています。
It's about a Chinese Korean person.
はい。で、彼女は、中国で生まれ育ったんですけれども。
She was born in China.
クリスチャンになりました。
And she became a Christian.
そして、そうです。中国の教会の地下教会で、アンダーグラウンドチャーチのメンバーなんですけれども。
And she was a member of the underground church in China.
その方がですね、日本人の友人にこのようなことを語りました。
And she, one time she said this to one of her Japanese friends.
中国の教会についてです。
About the church in China.
教会に来るのは絶望した人ばかりです。
The people who come to church are the people who have no hope.
でも教会に行ってここでみんなと一緒にいると希望が見えてくるのです。
But when we gather together, we can see renewed hope.
クリスチャンの一人一人は神様の子です。
We can realize that every single Christian is a child of God.
そこに集まるみんなは家族です。
And we can see that all of us are a family.
で、ここに教会に来ると全て打ち明けられます。
And we receive all of these things when we gather together.
みんなと一緒にいるだけで喜びがありますって。
Just by the act of gathering together, we experience the joy of the Lord.
で、彼女にとってみれば本当にいろんな大変なことがあっても、
And even though in her life there were very many difficulties,
教会に来ると。安心して救われるっていうんですよね。
But when she was able to gather, with the family of God in the church. She was able to experience the joy of the Lord.
教会に来て共に祈って共に分かち合うんです。
So she went. She prayed together. She rejoiced together with her brothers and sisters.
でも日本の教会にはそんな切迫感、緊張感はあまりありません。
But the church in Japan doesn't have thisDesperate type of feeling, this desperateness, does it?
確かに大変なこともありますけれども、なんとか生きていますね。
Certainly difficult things in all of our lives, but generally, most of our lives are not all that terrible.
まあ、祈らなくても、なんとか生きていけたりします。
Even if we don't pray desperately, usually we can manage to live our lives.
でもどうしたら私たちはこの日本で喜び、祈り、感謝することを学ぶことができるんでしょうか。
So how can all of us who are living here in Japan learn to rejoice always, learn to give thanks at all times, and learn to pray?
一人の人の論理をちょっと紹介します。
I want to introduce one person to you.
住谷美京さんという方です。
The person's name is Talked about the Japanese church in this way.
日本人のクリスチャンは2階建ての家に住んでいる。
Japanese Christians are it's like they live in a two-story house.
1階で毎日の生活をして、
In the first floor, they live their daily lives.
2階に行って聖書を読んだり、信仰の生活をして、
And on the second floor, they read the Bible or they pray or they have what's called their life of faith.
それぞれの住み分けをしている。
And they divide their lives like that on the first floor and the second floor.
2階は信仰生活で。
The second floor is the life of faith.
1階が現実の生活。
And the first floor is just our everyday normal life.
2階での生活と1階での生活が切り離されている。
The life of the first floor and the life of the second floor are very clearly separate.
私たちはどうでしょうか?
How about you?
日曜日だけ2階に行ったりしませんか?
Is it only on Sunday that you go to the second floor?
もう大変な時だけ2階に行きませんか?
Is it only when something, when there's some kind of terrible circumstances that you go to the second floor?
朝の5分、夕方の夜の5分だけ行きませんか?
Is it only 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes in the evening that you go to the second floor?
意識しなくなるとだんだん2階に行く機会が少なくなったりします。
Without intentionality, the times that we spend on the second floor actually become less and less.
祈ったのに答えられないともう2階に行くの嫌だって言って行かなくなってしまったりします。
Maybe you really prayed.But it didn't seem like God answered your prayer, and you just stopped wanting to go to the second floor.
私たちはどうしているでしょうか?
What should we do?
どうしたら私たちはもっと頻繁に2階に行くことができるんでしょうか?
How can we want to spend more time on the second floor?
ひょっとしたらもう家の形自身が問題になるかもしれません。構造上のストラクチャーは。
There's a problem with the structure of our houses.
もうすでに一階にイエス様は共に住んでくださっていることも私たちは覚えなくてはいけません。
Perhaps what we really need is to remember that we just have to do life on the first floor with Jesus.
イエス様は今この場にも一階の普通の生活、私たちが外に行く生活の中でも共にいてくださいます。
We have to remember that Jesus is with us in our everyday lives. Right there.
でも忘れちゃうんですね。
We forget, don't we?
ね、2階に行った時だけ覚え、思います。
It's only when we go especially to the second floor that we remember he's there.
なんで私たちは忘れてしまうんでしょうか?
Why do we forget like this?
皆さんはいろいろな時に忘れられない体験、忘れられない出会いがあると思います。
But there are different experiences that you have had that you cannot forget.
どんな思い出がありますか?
What kind of experiences or what kind of memories do you have?
私の家族はクリスチャンでありませんでしたから、私は教会につながるまでにすごく長く時間がかかりました。
My family wasn't a Christian family when I was growing up, and so there was a long period of time, many years, that I didn't go to church.
なんかいろんな人の出会いが私を神様に近づけてくださいました。
But even so, I met different people that kind of turned me and helped me get closer to God.
その一人の方を今日紹介します。
And today I want to introduce one of those people.
岩村昇という方です。
And His name is Iwamura Noboru.
ご存知の方?
Anybody have heard of him?
Am I old person? Really? Ah, you got it. Yes. Hi, hi.
Your wife.
Hi. そうですね。高校2年生の時に彼が、まあ、おじさん、この日本人のおじさんなんですけど、学校に来てお話をしてくださいました。
When I was in the second year of high school, he was already kind of a middle-aged man, but he came to our school.
彼はですね、クリスチャンでお医者さんでした。
He was a Christian doctor, medical doctor.
彼は若い時、高校時代に広島で原爆の被爆をしています。
When he was in high school, he was in Hiroshima when the atomic bomb went off.
実際に爆心地から 1.2 キロで被爆したというんです。1.2 キロ。
He was only 1.2 kilometers away from the center of the bomb.
ですから彼の同級生はほとんど死にました。
So almost all of his classmates were killed.
後に彼はお医者さんになって、
And as later on, he became an adult. He became a doctor.
最初の日本からネパールに行く医療宣教師になりました。
And he was the very first medical doctor that was sent from Japan to Nepal to care for people there.
彼は1962年に行って20年近く。
In 1962,For almost 20 years,
ネパールでの働きをされました。
He worked in Nepal.
彼は無医村、お医者さんのない村に行って働いてるんですね。
He went to the villages that had no medical doctor and cared for the people there.
当時のネパールは結核で多くの人が命を落としていました。
And there were very many people who were dying from tuberculosis at that time in Nepal.
結核で死ぬのがもう普通だったんです。
And it was just very normal at that time in Nepal to die from tuberculosis.
彼はその結核の撲滅のために努力をしました。
But he worked.So hard to treat the people who had tuberculosis.
今でも彼の働きが続いているので、切手を集めて送るってことにしたことありませんか?
Now, even now, his work is being continued, and we can send like a stamp.
A used stamp で、それでペニシリンを買うんですね。
And collect the used stamps and raise money for.His work.
はい、ですから日本中からみんなが切手を集めてそれを売ってそれのペニシリンを買ったそういう運動も起こされました。
So many people all over Japan collect the used stamps and are helping with this ministry.
そして
support this ministry.
多くの孤児、王さんたちがいたので彼はその彼らの、養育にも当たりました。
He also worked for the orphans that were living in Nepal.
後にですね、彼はですね、アジアのノーベル賞と言われる、マグサヤ・ウォードというものを受けています。
And later on, he received the Nobel Prize for the Raman
Award. Medical Award. 実は彼はですね、ネパールに行く前に、ある大学の、医学部の教授の職などが約束されていました。
Before he went to Nepal, he also
he was offered a job, good job in Japan.
He was offered a job while at medical when he was in medical school.
でもそれを置いて彼はネパールの無医村に行かれました。
But even so, he went. He turned his didn't take that offer, and instead he went to Nepal where there were no doctors.
彼はネパールの人たちに寄り添ったんですね。
And he tried to care for the people in Nepal.
でも実はその岩村先生の話はよく覚えてません。何を話されたのか。 I don't remember what he really
when
said.
He came to school.
よく覚えてないんですね。
So, when, even though he came to talk at our school one time, I don't really remember specifically what he said. However,
すごく感動したのを覚えてます。
But I remember it really touched my heart. I remember I was moved.
こんな人が世の中にいたのかと思います。
I remember thinking, there's people like this in this world.
彼の言ってる信仰と彼の生活が一致してたんですね。
I see his faith and the way he lived his life together, joined together as one.
ですからお話を聞きながら、この人は本物だと思いました。
So as I listened to what he said, I thought to myself, this person is for real.
そして最後に彼がこのように言いました。
And at the end of his talk, he said something like this.
今日は皆さんに私の宝物を差し上げます。
I want to give you the treasure that I have.
私はなんだろうね、パールで宝物って何か動物いたっけなとかね。
So I thought to myself, what kind of treasure could he have? He's been working in Nepal for, you know, no money, some kind of animal or something like that.
宝石とかね、何か取り出すかと思ったんです。
Some kind of like a, some kind of, like a jewel or something. What does he have?
でも彼はですね、おもむろにバッグから聖書を取り出したんです。
But he took the Bible out of his bag.
そして彼はこう言いました。これが私の宝物ですと。
And he said, "This is my treasure."
愛する者よ、我ら互いに愛愛すべし。愛は神より出ず、おおよそ愛ある者は神より生まれ、神より生まれ、神を知るなり、愛なき者は神を知らず、神は愛なればなりという。
He read to us from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us